My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Avon Police, and I'm grabbing this from our buddy Scott Petrak up on the X. Avon Police say that Browns rookie defensive tackle Mike Hall Jr. was arrested this morning. He is being booked. So that's okay. The latest that we got so far.
Okay. We know the situations that have happened in the NFL involving domestic violence. There have been a lot of different levels to it. Ray Rice was in the elevator. We saw that. His career was over. Kareem Hunt here was let go by Kansas City and then suspended for what, Dan? Eight games,
yeah, for violations of the NFL personal conduct policy in connection to physical altercations.
And, of course, Deshaun Watson's situation, Deshaun suspended for 11 games. So you would assume if there's validity to all of this and it leads to more, that there would be a suspension for Michael Hall Jr. From a football standpoint, if you're the Browns, are you going to do what Kansas City did when Kareem Hunt had his situation? You're going to cut him? I would think not. I would think they don't cut him. I would think they keep him, and I would think they deal with the suspension, and they have other guys to play defensive tackle in the meantime.
If the history of the Browns has taught us anything and how they go about these things, I do not see them moving on from Mike Hall Jr.
They've given Deshaun Watson a second chance. They're the team that gave Kareem Hunt the second chance. I would assume that they do not move on from Michael Hall Jr.
Right. They were, I mean, even, the kid who ended up getting arrested in the offseason, who was having all sorts of Malik McDowell, they were the ones who gave him the defensive tackle, who ran into the same exact things and was immensely talented and thought he had his life on, and the Browns gave him the second chance.
And played well here and played then well ended and up having a meltdown kind of at the end of the season. Your thoughts, folks? 216-474-0092. Jack is in Maple Heights, home of the Mustangs. Jack?
Yo, what's up, guys? Big fan of the show. I've called before. Thanks for getting me through the workday.
Sure.
But I wanted to chat. Let me preface this by saying I'm not presuming Michael Hall's innocence, nor am I presuming his guilt.
Okay.
But there was one thing that you guys said that I wanted to challenge your thoughts on, which is putting the premise of putting yourself in a situation like that. Now, let me say this. There are a lot of guys who we've seen, whether it be, you know, Hollywood actors or, you know, professional athletes who definitely do put themselves in the situation, and they could have easily avoided it even if it wasn't initially them or whatever the case may be. But I think the prime example of how that isn't always the case would be what happened with Jonathan Majors, where you try to, and in the process you have no choice but to do something. And look, I'm not presuming his innocence, nor am I presuming his guilt. And I know, obviously, just as much as you guys at this point in time, and things will, you know, maybe I'm completely wrong. Maybe, no presumptions being made here, but just something to keep in mind as you guys, you know, continue to lead the discussion about is that, you know, maybe keep in mind there's not always that someone doesn't always put themselves in the situation, or they try to evade it, they try to get away from it, and you know, so that, again, I'm not even saying that's the majority of the case. I definitely don't think it's the majority of the times, but just something to challenge your thoughts on with that. Thanks, guys.
Jack, thank you very much. And yes, sometimes things come up. Sorry, domestic violence charges to me are something that you can almost always avoid. Now, you never know what the situation was. And Jack, you're right about that. That's why we're holding off on, we're looking for details on this. Who knows?
We're trying not to speculate
right.
to the best of our abilities.
Right. What we do know, according to reports, he's been arrested and booked by Avon Police. That's according to Scott Petrak up there on the X. And the Browns are aware of the situation. We'll have no more comment until more information is available. Ryan is in Rocky River. Ryan.
All right, Ryan.
Hey, Andy Madigan. Wish I could call in some happier times. Again, just kind of putting my two cents. It's never okay. Ever okay. Obviously, I hope we all are in our agreement. If hypothetically everything, well, not everything, but hypothetically things did go down to where he is completely the one, the culprit, to where he should be charged, maybe. Again, I am hopeful and wishing that we can sort this out. Ironically, the guy I grew up with is all over the news and yesterday for similar scenarios, accusations that, again, we have to dig deeper into prior to us. I think a lot of us making their final say on this. And again, I got to put football on the back burner, man. It's about morals and ethics. Again, a player should not be able to cross the lines. And again, I'm not putting any other Brown player on front right now, previous years as well, but we all know, all of us, Jeff, you, Menigan, all you listening out there, we've all heard about previous scenarios where previous Browns players have done horrific things, and it's kind of swept underneath the rug. I'm not saying any names. Again, with that being said, we still got to learn more about the circumstances. I really hope everything didn't go down like it's saying it is. This is just not about football. It's more about just being a human being and just being a better person, recognizing that he's on a big pedestal. Everyone's eyes are on circumstances to where his off-the-field scenario is not just him, but every player. If you can't come to the conclusion that you are constantly under a microscope, then this thing is just not for certain individuals. If they truly can't behave, and just be recognizing that they are not above the law, they are also just being, they're always monitored. Everyone is being monitored at all given times right nowadays. So everyone just needs to be on their best behavior. But hey, fingers crossed that we feel that, I don't know, the whole circumstance is still yet, just like you guys, but I'm really hopeful things can work themselves out and this gentleman can get himself right and we can move forward. But anyway, guys, great show as always. Thanks, Dave.
All right, Ryan, thank you very much. And again, details will be coming out in this situation. I would assume, as an organization that has given players second chances like crazy, that he has a future with the Cleveland Browns. We'll see. Maybe that's an assumption on my part. We don't know. We don't know exactly details on any of this. I'm just assuming, based on past history, the way the Browns have given guys second opportunities, that would be the case here. But again, we'll see. But regardless, bad situation to put yourself in. If you put yourself in a situation, Jack is, who called earlier, even saying, be careful with that one. Maybe. Okay, maybe. But you don't get arrested because nothing happened.
Right. The only things
usually. How about that?
Usually. The only things that we know right now for certain is that Browns defensive tackle Mike Hall Jr. has been booked by Avon Police in regard to a domestic dispute. Those are the facts. That's what we know right now, and everything from this point here is some level of speculation. And I'll be the first to start some level of speculation when it comes to the NFL. I think you're going to see somewhere between 4 and 8 games at a suspension for Mike Hall Jr. I think he is a part of this. I think he is a part of what the Browns want to do. I think he is a part of the Browns' future. What impact that has on the Browns' present, I think is to be determined, because he is a second-round rookie player. And you do have a lot of depth on that line to begin with. And while, yes, it would be nice to have them there, I don't think it is something, for a Browns standpoint, that really makes that defense take any kind of a step back from where it was last season or where you think it may be this season.
I would think that you weren't counting on him to be a major force on the defensive line. I would think that you had your fingers crossed that he could develop into a guy who was in the defensive tackle rotation. So, and then if you got really lucky, he becomes a really good player in the middle of that defensive line, maybe next year, maybe at the end of this year. Regardless, I do think they have plenty of depth there.
Right.
And so, I mean, you can go four deep easy.
And so, they have a little bit of room to maneuver under the cap. They could still do a little cap gymnastics as well with Deshaun Watson's contract and turn a lot of that into a signing bonus and kick some of the can down the road into future void years. You have levers the Browns could pull if they look at this and decide they need to bring in another defensive tackle. They have the ability to do that. The question is, do they need to? And I don't, until we find out what happens with the league, what happens with this thing, we get a police report, we get all those different things of exactly what took place, and the league makes their ruling, we frankly just don't know.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
But they can pivot. They have ways to pivot. I'm with you, Jeff. I don't think they cut him. I don't think they move on with him. Their history would show as such.
Mary Kay Cabot from the plaindealercleveland.com. Expected to join us coming up here momentarily at 11 o'clock. So, as of now, Mary Kay next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.